Well, anyway, then we're getting on to Circle City. You never stayed at Circle City very much, evidently. You would come back and stay at Central, right?
I had a cabin in Circle City, right next to the NC store there. I bought it from Mrs. Rasmussen for $250. And when I got through with it and wanted to get rid of it, I sold it back to her for $250.
No rent. About what year would this be?
That was in 1953.
Was Nels Rasmussen still living at that time?
Yes, she was.
Nels, Nels Rasmussen.
Oh, no, no.
He had died earlier.
No, he had died before that.
Did you know Nels?
Yes, I sure did.
Must have been a very energetic person, all the things he did.
Yeah, and pretty intelligent, believe me, in his own little way. He had the telephone. He owned the telephone line,
right,
from Circle City to Eagle Creek.
Didn't he have one of the first lumber mills, too? Businesses up there?
No, I don't remember of him having the mill. Wilbur Jewell had the mill at Circle City.
I meant down at near Jump Off. Jump Off.
Yes. Yeah, that's where Wilbur's first mill was, at Jump Off.
He may have bought it from Nels.
It could be.
Yeah, talking about Jump Off, do you remember the Jump Off Roadhouse? This was before Carlson.
No, I really don't. There was a roadhouse at Birch Creek.
Right.
You're not thinking of that one.
No.
You're
thinking of
the one.
Jump Off.
Yes.
The Jump Off Roadhouse that Wickersham talks about stopping there on his April trip in 1903.
Mm-hmm.
But it evidently it went by the way.